Good morning, everyone, and Guten Morgen. We are holding Simon Reish Chav Gimel Sif Beis, page 276. Welcome to our anytime. So there's two things from yesterday, Shir. First of all, I did get a chance to check up the Sefer from Rabbi Bodner, and it does say over there that Rabbi Shneur Cutler would say, b'shem his father, Baron Cutler, that our minhag is not to make a bracha when we have a new baby, a baby boy. Although it does bring down there that story that I said that there were two Yungalait that went to Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv basically said, "Lo v'chbatlon, masha oisim leikud." We don't really care what they're doing in Lakewood. It's mafurish Gemara, mafurish halacha. Rabbi Yashiv said that they should make a bracha when they had a new baby boy, atay v'hametiv. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also, he says that you should. And maybe the reason why some people don't is because when the baby's born, there's like a bahala, they're so busy in the news and they forget to make the bracha. But that's what Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky held, you should make a bracha. The ma'aser, the minhag of Rabbi Aaron Cutler was not to make a bracha. Nara, naru, pashte, everyone should follow the minhag. The other thing from yesterday, I made a mistake. I said yesterday, we were discussing halacha, if someone's wife has a baby and chas v'shalom, she's meis belidta, so there are two brachas to make, dayan emes and shechianu. So we said Dayan Emes comes first because it's a chayv. So in yesterday's shir, I said over that they would wait till after the kvura when the person is no longer an einain to make the two brachas. I think it's a mistake. Dayan Emes, the person can make when they're an einain. And it's actually machlekes if they make it right away when they hear about the bad shmua, or they make it by the levaya b'shas kriya. The Shechianu has to wait till after the Kvura because the Shechianu can't be made when the person is an Einin, but the Dayan Emes can be made. That's a mistake that I made yesterday, Mezaksev Beis Vaiter. Mace of it. The person's Chas V'Shalom, person's father dies after 120. Mivarech. Dayan Emes. He makes a bracha Dayan Emes. Hoyle Maman Sheyarshoi. If the father had lots of money, if he has no brothers, then this Yerush makes a Shechianu because it's a individual simcha. If he has brothers, instead of Shechianu, he makes a bracha atoy v'hametiv. You only make atoy v'hametiv if there's a shutfis in this toiva, like we spoke out many times already. Atoy is good to me, v'hametiv, and he's good to others. So too any other Adam Kasher, Shadam and Stire love, to Bechalal Shmois Rais. They also would make a Baruch Dayan the MS. Miuhail, Nayin Lavarch, Belechim Malchus, the Enoi Nachin, Zakta Mishnah Brura, the Elam, when they hear about someone that's Adam Kasher that dies, they make Dayan the MS without Shema Malchus, they say Baruch Dayan the MS. Mishnah Brura holds it's not proper, Vakoponim, Al Talmud Chacham Shemais. That dies, not just an Adam Kasher, but a Talmud Chacham. Over there, a person should for sure, v'chein ha'kreiv of shechayiv le'sabal alei, and v'adi yaskar ha'brachah v'shem ha'malchus, for sure ha'kreiv of, when he's chayiv in ha'velos, he should say b'shem ha'malchus. And I'm not familiar what we do with regards to a Talmud Chacham. If we say b'shem ha'malchus or not, I don't know. So if we call it a test, gam k'in shechiyanu, first, the person makes a Dayan Emes because the person's father passed away. And then he makes a Shechianu. On the Nechasim, on the Yerusha. Even though he would have rather his father still be alive and not get the Yerusha. So why is he so happy? Why is he making a Shechianu? This Shechianu is not a bracha that's tali in simcha. There are some Shechianus, like when you see your friend once in every 30 days, that's a simcha, that's why you're making the bracha. Or when you eat a new fruit, there's a simcha. Or we'll see other cases of Shechianu where there's a simcha. Over here, it's not necessarily also the simcha. Here the bracha is because you're getting a benefit. You're getting a very large benefit, a big Yerusha, even though there's some tzar, but since it's a very large benefit, the person would make the bracha. Similar to the case of, I'm not sure what it's similar to. Bakapanim, we're saying over here that the bracha for this person, Atayva Hametiv on the Yerusha, or Shechianu, if he's by himself without any brothers, it's not necessarily on the Simcha, it's more in the Te'elas. He's getting such a big Hana, or a Te'elas, from this Yerusha, that even though it comes with Tzar V'Anacha, he would have to make the bracha. Zakta Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud.
If
if it's he has brothers, you don't make shachion anymore because there's someone else also included in this taiva. Yuchlavara pirchas taiva metiv. If they tell someone that his wife Chassid Shalom passed away, he makes two brachas, Dayana Emes on the Misa, and if there's a big Yerusha from her, Shechiyonu on the Yerusha. Zaksiv Gimel, Bona Bayis Chadash. Oikana Kalim Chadash, and a person builds a new house, and we'll see in the Mishabura so too, if you buy a new house or you buy new Kalim or clothing, Afilo Hayolek Yetze Be'elu Tchila, even if you have similar ones. Or you already, not that you had similar ones, let's say that you were Yairish, but you already bought similar ones, but you went and bought more of them. Every time you buy another house, or a Kalim Chadashim, you make a Shechiyonu. Lavdavka Chadashim, not only new Kalim, or a new house, even if there are old ones, but he never had them before, for you they're new, then you make a Bracha. The only reason why it says Chadashim, because if you had this particular, let's say, house already, you sold the house, you went and you rebought it, then you would not make a Shechiyonu. There's a Shiloh in the Peskim. When it comes to a house, if you borrowed money to buy the house, do you make a Shechiyonu? And I do think, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, or maybe it's not in the Mishnah Berurah, but other places, that if you borrow money to buy the house, you would not make. However, there are places that do speak out. The mortgage is not considered borrowing money. That's called a healthy debt. And that a person could still make a Shechiyonu when they buy a new house, even if they take on a regular mortgage. But if someone would borrow all the money, let's say for the down payment, then it would be a Shiloh if they should make it. Now, it is brought down, maybe in I'm not sure if it's the Aruch HaShulchan or other places, it is brought down, and places do speak this out, that we don't make any more Shechiyonu on Kalim Chadashim. But on the new house, there are many poskim that still say we do. And again, Nara Nara Upashte, with all these brachas, there are some that have the minhag to make as little of these brachas as they can. There are Mayibe brachas, and some make them, so everyone has different minhagim. They should keep their minhagim. Zok, the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudalef. Bona. What did him kona bayis? If you bought a house, Vidafka Kshabona, I kona la atma. If you bought or you built it for yourself, if there's a shutvis in the house, every shutvis makes a teva hametiv al kain kahol shabonu al kono besakneses. If you have a tzibra that builds or buys a shul, yamin shleach tzibra vivarech v'kol ram, a teva hametiv lahutzi es kulam, a shleach tzibra is moitzi everyone with the bracha of a teva hametiv. So if katan yabez bayis chada chuadinim nisra v'chazer obonu, if it got burnt and he rebuilt it, then he also makes a bracha. If he took it down and he rebuilt it, if it got burnt and then rebuilt it, you make a new bracha. If it did not get burnt, he took it down and he rebuilt it, the person wants to redo their house, they knock it down and rebuild it, he would not make, it's a suffik lahakal, he would not make a bracha. If you make it a little bit taller than it used to be, another floor, then you make a bracha lakuliyama, even though you're the one who took it down. So if you give mokenu chadashim, Bein Malbusha, whether it's clothing and Bein Kli Tashim Shushtiya V'Achila, or Stam Kalim in the house. Whatever it is that makes a person happy. A rich person who doesn't get so happy even from very fancy things, don't make a bracha. And that's one of the reasons why we already spoke this out in Hilchos Tzitzis. Over there, like 2 years ago, we learned Hilchos Tzitzis, and it talks about making a Shechiyonu on a Talis Chadasha. And we said over there, a person has to think if he's really so happy, you know, a Talis is not so expensive. $150, you get yourself a fancy, fancy Talis already these days. So for, even if you get good Nipot Lishma, you know, Valis Tzitzis, another $70, whatever it is, you know, depending on the person, how wealthy the person is, it might not make him so happy. If it doesn't make you so happy, it may be Shver to make a bracha of Shechiyonu. So that could be one of the reasons why we're very hesitant to make these brachas of Shechiyonu specifically, because it's totally in the simcha, and if you don't really have that simcha, it might not be so simple to make a bracha b'shem u'malchus. When you buy svarim, it's a machlegis if you make a bracha, even if you have a big simcha, and it's a mitzvah, so it's not there for hana. So maybe you can't make a bracha on the hana. If you were looking very hard for the sefer and you're happy that you found it, you make a bracha. So your bracha is in nisknal simcha v'layal tashmish. So could the lebesiv dal? The bracha is in the simcha, not in the usage. The usage is a mitzvah. Mitzvah is lavi hanisnet nu. But the simcha that you have, that you got the sefer, that you can make a bracha on the because of marakutzia. The kainim limcha is yadim mivarech. If someone buys a new sefer and he was trying to find very hard and he found the sefer, for example, a sefer was out of print and he got his hands on the sefer, you could make a bracha. Not so common to have such simcha because usually we do have an Eitzer HaChachma available to many people, and most of them are already on that, on the computer, and you can find it. Not so common where there's a sefer that you can't get your hands on, and you punk out your hands on it, or go upon him. It'd be totally in the same shmooze we said before. If you really have the simcha, then you have a shayla. If you don't really have the simcha, then you would not make a bracha for sure. Zaksakot Yidal HaYolai. If someone already had these kalim or this house, or a house from Yerusha, but this particular kli is the one that he's buying new. Because of Oida, even if you already bought a similar type of kli and now you're buying a new one, even with regards to buying it, it's not new because you already bought a similar one. You already have similar kalim. This kli is new. And I guess the shayla would also come up with regards to a new car. If someone buys a new car, that sometimes can make a person quite happy. He buys himself an extremely expensive, fancy car. Sometimes a person buys a diamond ring or a very expensive watch. These things would be maybe a shayla. Should he make a shechianu? Because these things are really expensive, and for the average person, they're not typical purchases. And over there, one should ask a shayla if they should make a shechianu when they purchase these large purchases. Even if you already had a watch, or you already have a car, that's what we're saying over here. This watch or this car is new, so that would be a shayla. Should you make a shechianu if you have a simcha? Make the bracha soon, right away, so you don't lose that simcha. Even if they're new, you never used it. It means that you had a new house, you decided you're not going to move in, you sell it. Then you decide, no, I want to buy it back. You buy it back. Still, since you owned it already, you don't make a bracha. So that's the end. We'll finish here for today at Sif Dalid. We discussed the brachas of Hatoyva Hamete by Yerusha and the brachas of Shechianu by someone who buys a new house or Kalim Chadashim. And we discussed if you have a mortgage, that place can say would still be a new house. If you borrow money for it, not a healthy debt, you borrow for the down payment even, maybe that would be a shayla if you should make a bracha. When it comes to the bracha on Kalim Chadashim, there are many that are not knowing to make the bracha. It could be because we're not unsure if we really have that level of simcha that we need to have in order to make the bracha. It could be other reasons in general. There's no minik to make these brachas. Even those who don't make a bracha on Kalim Chadashim, like a new suit or a new car or a new watch, there are many that will still make on a new house. That is more pasha to make. And even the new house, there are those that won't make. Everyone should ask a shayla. They have different minhagim that have developed with regards to all these brachas. And naru pashtei, both valim and hagim. We'll stop over here at Sif Dalet. Wishing everyone a wonderful good tamayah. They should have whatever they do today should be besimcha. And we'll go weiter mitzvah Hashem on Sunday.